The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season turn, and day of time to
Well, good morning to you, and welcome to There Is a Season, the radio show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm your host, Bob Wolf. The other elf today, Gloria Shanahan, is off, but I will do my level best to bring you almost as much cheer as the Gloria. It's not easy. Those who know her, you love her, you know, she is about the cheeriest that walks into a room. But if you'd like to join me for the ride today, I appreciate that. Our number in the studio is 457-1290, that's 937-457-1290. You can also write to us at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com. Now, today you're in luck, as long as you stay off the roads, because that's not such great lucky driving out there, but I made it in one piece today. So if you do have to be out, of course, take it a little bit easier, go end of ramps and so forth, it's pretty slippery. But nevertheless, if you're staying in or you're in your car, you're going to be listening today, you're in luck because you've tuned into our There Is a Season Christmas show. We're doing it live today, and then we'll do an encore presentation of the program on Christmas Eve. So if by any chance at all you actually like what you hear today, then I invite you to hear it again next week. Or perhaps you'd like to share it with your family and friends here in town or around the country through several methods. You can, of course, stream the program live anytime at WHIO.com at 9 Eastern every week. You can also check us out on the WHIO mobile app and on the iHeartRadio app. And if all of that isn't quite appy enough for you, then try the old-fashioned app called that Internet, the interweb. You can enjoy a podcast of this and other There Is a Season programs at thereisaseasonshow.com. Whew. All right. Enough of the housekeeping. So, dear Bob, what do you have for us this fine day? Well, we're going to talk a little about this and that. Like why, despite all that Christmas music that's been ringing in our ears for weeks, this holiday doesn't always make us feel like it's the most wonderful time of the year. In fact, for many folks, this time of year brings on the stress. And I'd like to know if you've felt that this year. And if it's better or worse than other years, you know, what's your mood? They've talked about some of the mood of the nation here as we came through a very contentious election and how the economy seems to be doing a little rebound here at the end of the year and so forth. But those are global national numbers. I'd like to know how you're feeling this year, not just relative to your pocketbook, but overall, has the stress gotten to you? So dial me up 457-1290. If it has. Now, secondly, we're also going to talk about why our vintage citizens can find Christmas too often to be the season of the blues. So again, while we're trying to sort out the true meaning of Christmas and feel something good this time of year, for some, the season is the reason to be down. So far now we're talking about stress and blues, right? And you're thinking, oh boy, it's a cloudy, rainy, gray day, and he's talking stress and blues. Not quite the happiest season of all. But look, we're still working on it. We've got the balance of the hour. The good news is that we've got some ways to deal with some of the stress today and to ward off some of the blues. And maybe even some creative ways of reconnecting with the best of what this holiday season has meant for you in your life. But like I said, I'd love to hear from you too today. So if you've found a way to cut through the noise and the stress and the blues, let's hear your ideas at 457-1290. You may have some family tradition you do. You may have some personal tradition that you've incorporated. But I'd love to know what you've tried to get through all of that. So you know, I was thinking as people go through all of this, there's a lot of talk about the uptick in, what was it, Black Friday and then Cyber Monday shopping. And yet it just seems that people still continue to find ways of being stressed, you know, by the whole shopping thing and all of that. But of course, beyond any of that, beyond anything that has to do with the economy or commerce or presence in the thingy sense, experts have found that there's a lot of other stresses that go on during the holiday, and we're going to get into those and talk about some of that. Let's see, is Rhonda there? Oh, Rhonda may be on hold. She'll be back in just a sec. So they look at these things and they say, well, okay, what contributes to this whole bucket of stress that people go through? And of course, financial and time pressures would be common for a lot of folks. You know, even if you open up the faucet a little bit more monetarily here and you start spending a little money for the holidays, there are still financial stresses that are ongoing for people, whether it's debt, whether it's a lack of income, a lack of employment and so forth. Time pressure, that's a big thing this time of year. But there are other things that creep in here too. Isolation at a time when people are talking about togetherness and all of this kind of thing. You've got some people feeling very isolated. Family tensions. Now, we've talked about that before. We've talked about getting ready for the holidays and so forth. And there can be the pointed family tension of what happens around the dinner table, right, at a big holiday like a Thanksgiving or Christmas. But there's also the ongoing stuff. Are you in a period of friction now with your spouse or with a parent or with a child or with a sibling and so forth? Those things seem to feel worse or maybe sometimes even to be worse around the holidays. Separation and divorce can obviously cause stress for people this time of year. Bereavement. You know, you lose somebody either in the year that's around Christmas or perhaps it happened in the past at this time. And so it's something that you think about and sort of there's a part of the grieving process that goes on. So there's these and others, and we're going to ask for a contribution here from Rhonda. Rhonda, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right. And we're talking here about some of the stresses of the holidays and what people go through. Have you found any method, any formula, a potion to get through some of this time of year?
Oh, I don't know if I have a magic weapon or magic potion or anything, but I just take, you know, I sit, I have to meditate or ground myself, and I take a deep breath. I'm very prayerful, so I do a lot of praying and be as spiritual as I can about it. And I just take a deep breath, keep my 2 feet on the ground, and I start, and over the year, all the good things that have happened, because there's always something to be counting your blessings. I mean, I've gone through loss of a pet, separation and family with family members. It's just been a really rough year for myself even. And in the business that I work in, I get a lot of feedback from my clients, and they all share their little ins and outs in life, and you just work through it. You just work through it. Sometimes community helps you quite a bit, you know, because you're not alone. You really aren't alone what you're feeling.
And that's one of the key things we're going to talk about here as we go on, that isolation at any point. I mean, obviously, there are times that you want to be alone, right? But if you're alone, not by choice, over an extended amount of time, then it tends to magnify a lot of the thoughts in your head. And if it hasn't been a good year, if you haven't had a good stretch, or simply you're upset about some of the things that are going on to people around you and in the world, it just really has a way of weighing on you at this time of year.
Yes, I totally agree. But you know, if you just, you know, confide maybe in one person or two people that you feel, you know, safe with, you'd be surprised at the abundance of information they can offer you that is very similar to maybe your own thoughts. And it makes you feel a little bit better that, you know, oh, my thoughts are quite normal, actually, and I'm okay, and I'm going to get through it because this person did it, and look where they are now. So I can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and I appreciate you sharing those with us today.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas
to you. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
All right, bye.
And we will welcome Bernie. Bernie, thanks for calling in today. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
What do you think about all of this stress stuff during the holidays? I mean, you're a sage and listener to this show, and you've obviously been around long enough to see enough Christmases come and go. Do you think people work themselves into a froth? How much of this is natural? How much of it do you think is made up in our minds? And have you found a way to deal with any of that in your life?
Yes. I think you're right on some of that. But what I'm saying, well, you know, it's the same message I always have, is take care of yourself. That's not selfish. But realize what you can and can't control, you know, the serenity prayer. And if you do those two things, I think it would help minimize, although maybe not totally eliminate, but I think it would help minimize a lot of the stress and the problems that go on, not only with the holidays, but with life itself.
And I'm going to have to agree with you right off the bat there. I mean, it's one thing for people, they're always hearing the admonition about taking care of their health, right? And we're going to go through this period here where a lot of people make these resolutions. You usually see an uptick in health memberships and health equipment purchased around the holidays and all that. But the spiritual side of things, the mental side of things, is something that is very subtle. It can kind of creep up on us, or our values, the things that we care about, the things that keep us centered, can kind of slip away as we allow the fragmentation of busyness and sometimes of spending, of the thought that we have to do things. We've got to be doing this, got to be doing that, especially this time of year, that we feel kind of empty. You know, and you kind of wonder what's all this about, and so it's almost like the environment and the activities take over your life, and you don't have that deep sense of peace inside.
But that's what I'm saying. But what I'm also saying is, if you realize what you can and can't control, and you realize the meaning of the holiday season, in other words, the meaning of Christmas, maybe these things that are done that way might not be done that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could sort of reorient your whole approach to the holiday.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas to you, Bernie.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. Take care, sir.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, some good ideas there. And we'd love to know what yours are today. 457-1290. You know, last week we mentioned a great organization that does tremendous work in this community. Of course, there are many in need throughout the year, and you hear a lot about giving in the season. Near and dear to our hearts, of course, are those seniors in need, and particularly in need of housing and other services. Well, the organization we talked about, this organization has seniors at the heart of their mission, is St. Mary Development Corporation. They find affordable housing for seniors and others in need, and they coordinate a whole range of other services. They work with other agencies, too, here in the area. And if you know somebody who needs to get connected to St. Mary Development Corporation, I'd encourage you to give a call to this number, 277-8149. That's 937-277-8149. Tell them Bob and Gloria sent you, 277-8149. You can also make donations. You can donate furniture and other things. They've got a very nifty little tool in there for how you can do this. You can just do it through their website, which is at stmarydevelopment.org. stmarydevelopment.org. When we continue, we're going to talk more about skipping the stress and bypassing the blues and finding fresh new ways to keep Christmas alive in your life. Plus, stick around. Today is the day we do the special reading of A Cup of Christmas Tea, a holiday tradition here for years. Stay with us. Good morning to you. You're listening to There Is a Season on News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Oh boy, it's finally here! Our fourth anniversary at Miami Valley Gaming! And of course, you know what that means! 4 years! 4 cars! On Saturday, December the 9th, it's our fourth anniversary 4-car giveaway. 4 lucky winners get to choose one of 9 awesome Fords or $15,000 cash! Earn entries from December the 1st through the 9th. It's our birthday, but you get the presents! Just off I-75 at exit 29.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Did you know you have a choice when it comes to end-of-life care? There's a lot to consider when choosing hospice care. As your local not-for-profit provider, Ohio's Hospice has a legacy of expertise and the dedicated staff to deliver superior care. We spend more on patient care because, as a not-for-profit, your care is our only mission. Make your choice the best choice. Choose Ohio's Hospice.
Have you noticed black stains on your roof? Those are colonies of a bacterial fungus which survives by actively eating your roof. Yuck! And over time, it'll cause premature shingle aging and or rotting. What to do? Call Ohio Power Wash. Their finely tuned, low-pressure wash will wipe away that nastiness, instantly killing the fungus and preserving the most expensive investment on your property. And you don't pay till you're 100% satisfied. Call 937-550-OHIO or visit OhioPowerWashLLC.com.
What do these three things have in common?
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
I triple dog dare you.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's right, A Christmas Story. There's a new way to experience this holiday favorite like never before.
It's a lamp.
Gene Shepherd's A Christmas Story. Live on stage December 12th through the 17th at the Victoria Theater.
It's indescribably beautiful.
Get your tickets now at TicketCenterStage.com. A Projects Unlimited star attraction produced by the Human Race Theater Company and Victoria Theater Association.
Everyone's financial needs are different. Tune in Saturdays at 3 as author David Gaylor discusses the plays for your game plan for retirement on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, and SEC registered investment advisor.
We'll see a few clouds to start the day today. That will give way to more sunshine come later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Mainly clear and cold overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs back in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning and welcome back to There's the Season. I'm Bob Wolf today. Gloria is away, and it's lonely here without her. You know, she's normally right there in that chair, wrapped up by the fire with the shawl on or the afghan and her fuzzy slippers. Well, it's really not that cozy, but you know, mentally, that's where she is most of the time. Anyway, I'm glad you're along here with me. I appreciate that. Today, we're trying to shed some of the stress and some of the blues and point our hearts toward the best of Christmas. And I'd like to know how you do it. Give me a call, 457-1290, if you've unhitched from a lot of that and figured a way to kind of get through this time of year. I'd love to know it. We mentioned some of the stresses that some of the researchers have seen over the years, and a lot of this won't surprise you, but they've talked about financial and time stress, family tensions, separation and divorce, bereavement, things like that, which would make perfect sense. But one of the things that affects a lot of people, and particularly affects a lot of seniors or vintage citizens, would be isolation. The blues set in a lot of times this time of year. And it, while it's supposed to be a season of happiness and joy, with family and friends, ideally, right? It's a nice picture, but many seniors find it a far cry from reality. For many, feelings of sadness, loneliness, and isolation are their companions. And there's a lot of factors that contribute to these feelings and sadness. Many seniors are widowed. They've lost close friends. They're separated from family. Sometimes it's been by intention. Sometimes it's just been by the way life has evolved. A lot of people are suffering from ill health, right? They may feel guilty for having these feelings of sadness, which intensifies the sadness, right? Everyone's telling them, be of good cheer and so forth, and they don't want to be, right? They really don't want to be. They don't want to put up a tree. They don't want to do decorations and so forth. And that's a tough way to get through the holidays. We do have some advice, some things we would offer people to think about here at this time of year, which is, you know, number one, not to isolate yourself. If you can't be with family, we suggest you invite some close friends over to share the holidays, even share some of the loneliness. You can explain to somebody else how you're feeling, why you're feeling a certain way this time of year. You can volunteer your time. Many churches and civic groups would be glad of your help this time of year. Most experts say it's a good idea to avoid alcohol, right? Or dependence on other kinds of medications. Alcohol is a depressant naturally. It'll intensify feelings of sadness. Keep an eye on your finances. You may be tempted to try to spend your way out of things, but that may only lead to more depression down the road. And don't deny or hide the feelings of sadness. Very often, just being able to share your feelings with someone is a way to kind of unload some of that. As Bernie was alluding and talking about on the phone here a moment ago, you can use the strength of your feelings to change your situation. Remember what's important. If you're estranged from someone, overcome that. If you've got something between you and somebody else, try to reconcile and so forth. There are ways to try to break down some of that isolation. during the holidays and not just accept it as a fait accompli. Love to know what your ideas are today. 457-1290 is the number to reach me today in the studio. If you've found a way to shake off the stress and the anxiety or some of the blues, I'd love to hear it. There's much more ahead on the program, including some ways of dealing with the stress and the blues beyond what I've just mentioned, and a ways of getting the best of Christmas, at least as it's been in your life. All of that's ahead, plus a special reading of A Cup of Christmas Tea. It's right around the corner. I invite you to invite the kids. That's all ahead right after the news. You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire. You know, over the years, I've seen many people fall victim to drugs and alcohol. Sadly, some of them never recovered, and some of them aren't here anymore. Drugs and alcohol not only negatively impact your career, but also your relationships, your finances, your health, and so much more. The good news is that we have choices, and you can choose to say yes to a drug-free lifestyle. And if you're suffering right now from addiction, please reach out for help. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not hungry.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story, more on the Russia investigation. The latest coming up.
A dry weekend expected, but rain returns early next week. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Got a disabled vehicle on South Broadway Street at West Stewart Street in Dayton. Checking out the freeway. Still seeing some road work on northbound 75 past 73 that's got the right lanes closed. That's not causing too many issues, though. And our top story, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn met with jeers and more questions from reporters after leaving court yesterday. Flynn pleaded guilty to one count to lying to the FBI about communications with a Russian ambassador,
including a request for Russia to moderate its response to the Obama administration's decision to kick Russian diplomats out of the U.S. In a statement, Flynn said his actions were wrong and that through, quote, My faith in God, I am working to set things right.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland reporting. A judge says a Dayton mom is competent to stand trial. Claudina Helton, is accused of fatally shooting two of her children.
Officers would find 8-year-old Kimora and 6-year-old Caden Helton suffering from gunshot wounds that took their lives. Investigators said Claudina Helton made her 11-year-old daughter help bring the younger children from inside the house towards the front yard and curb.
WHIO's Mike Campbell says Helton's lawyers received a delay until mid-January for psychological reports to arrive. In Auglaize County, a 72-year-old New Bremen woman is identified as the victim of a fatal crash.
Troopers say Sandra Vandenbevel ran a stop sign on Ohio 219 and 367 and was struck by another vehicle. They're saying Vandenbevel was not wearing a seatbelt.
WHIO's Ron Otto says the driver of the other vehicle suffered serious injuries but is expected to survive. Dayton city leaders are up in arms after Aldi announces they're closing a location in West Dayton, an area that's already described as a food desert.
For them to just send a note saying we're ending the lease and too bad, you can take a bus line to West Carrollton or Kettering, which, you know, is pretty thoughtless, frankly.
Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, no date has been set for that closing as of yet. But now to Auglaize County, where a man is dead after reportedly getting hit by a train Friday evening. The Auglaize Coroner's Office was on the scene in Wapakoneta, where a CSX freight train hit a pedestrian, cops saying in a statement that foul play was not expected. The victim's family will be notified, and then police say they will release the name. Now let's get a look at our 24-hour weather forecast. Your meteorologist, Brett Collar.
We'll see a few clouds to start the day today. That will give way to more sunshine come later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Mainly clear and cold overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs back in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear. 33 degrees in Troy, 32 in Springfield, and in Dayton at 9:33. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on a CZ USA 712 G2 semi-automatic shotgun. Take 30% off Cabela's casual apparel and save 25% on all buck knives. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Come see Dayton's newest holiday tradition, A Carol on Christmas. Every night from November 29th through December 30th from 5 to 10 p.m., Carol on Historical Park's 65-acre campus is transformed into a winter wonderland of sparkle, magic, and holiday cheer. The park features light displays, Santa's toy shop, live music, carousel and train rides, holiday shopping, historical demos, and more. Closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Visit DaytonHistory.org for more info. Come visit Dayton's yesteryear at Carol on Historical Park.
You may be on a budget, but you still want a beautiful ring. Introducing Propose Tonight by James Free Jewelers.
The Propose Tonight rings start at a price point at $19.99. They're already set with the actual diamond, and these are going to be the highest quality rings in those price points industry-wide.
James Free's customer rep, Jordan, tell us what inspired the Propose Tonight rings.
Everyone starts somewhere, and most couples say, well, this is the amount of money we had. So what we do is give that same quality that you'd get in one of our designer rings that takes 4 to 6 weeks in a price point ring that starts at $19.99 and is in our store ready to go. Even a ring that starts at $19.99 comes along with the same warranty as any other ring in the store. So, you know, if the opportunity was right, you had to propose tonight, you could.
Visit James Free Jewelers at 3100 Far Hills Avenue. We're not the only jeweler in Dayton, but we are the best. James Free Jewelers.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf. Gloria is off today, but we both so much appreciate you being here with us each week. Merry Christmas to you and those you love. 457-1290, if you've got the magic elixir for warding off the stress and the blues and recapturing the best of Christmas. Love to know what your ideas are. We've got a number of neat things here to think about this time of year and ways of kind of slaying some of the stress or maybe doing something a little different. And then shortly here, we're going to get into the reading of Tom Hegg's A Cup of Christmas Tea. And so that's right around the corner. Okay, there we go. Yeah, we did have the music out of the entire show. All right, so here's some neat things you can do to deal with stress, to deal with the blues and so forth, and maybe just change things up a little bit. These are some neat ideas. Obviously, you can make a donation in someone's name to an organization. I talked about all the different people in need. Well, you may want to select a new charity or something this year that captures the imagination, something you can share with your family. That's one way you can make the holidays memorable or recapture some of the true meaning of Christmas. Here's one that I really liked. Write a letter to your past. Is there someone you wish you'd thanked for a kindness you've remembered all your life? Maybe you weren't in a position to thank them quite the way you wanted to. Maybe you were a young person sometimes, and you don't always remember that. You feel awkward about how to do a thank you, or maybe it was somebody who did something and you only found out about it later on. Maybe there's an old friend with whom you've had a quarrel, or you'd like to reconcile with that person. Someone you've never been able to tell, I love you. Now's an ideal time to grab a pen and paper and write a note to tell them so. Just give it away. Just do it, you know. I suppose there's a downside to some of these things, but if it's not a glaring downside, I'd say go ahead and err on the side of communicating with somebody. Plant a real Christmas tree. Now that's a difficult thing for some folks to deal with, the whole idea of getting a real Christmas tree, right? But you can plant one. You could also do this as a last minute gift for a nature loving friend. For a little bit of money and a phone call, you can help organizations like American Forest and so forth to be able to plant a tree for the future season. Create a new family holiday. Let's say it's a tradition that's been spending your time at your husband's or your wife's family all this time, but you may feel like you're missing out on celebrating the holiday at your house with just your immediate family. Break up the day into a couple of pieces if you can, and make sure you get that time in the morning at least with your family, and maybe the whole day. And this is the thing where sometimes, you know, I know this has happened sometimes in families that have had, a separation or a divorce. There's this tug of war. Who goes where? You know, oh, you don't love me because you don't come to see me, or you love that parent better. Look, it's 1 year. It's 1 year. You can change these things up. You can think about these things a little bit more fluidly, a little more flexibly, and say, this year I'll do it this way. Next year I'll do it that way. The third year I'm staying home and you're coming to see me. So there's just, you know, I encourage you to be creative with some of this stuff. Trim the tree stress-free. This is kind of an interesting thing. It works for a lot of younger families. Give each family member his own part of the tree to decorate. You can have this section for this person, this section for this person. Now, does that mean that you might have to give up a certain amount of aesthetic concern that it doesn't all look like one perfect Norman Rockwell Christmas tree? Well, maybe. But it could also, for the time being, avoid some of the stress of, hey, I was going to put something there. That was my spot. Or I quit, and people storming off, right? Eat by tree light. That's kind of an interesting thing to do. Turn off all of the other lights and all of the other noise and just enjoy the warmth of the tree. Put a little tree in your dining room or something and have dinner that way. Just kind of skipping through a number of these. This is one that I think a lot of people do just naturally anyway, and that is to keep Christmas Eve simple. You know, you've been either going to events or you've been preparing for other people, maybe family's coming in, you're tired, you don't want to be in the kitchen again and so forth. That's the night to have pizza. That's why God invented pizza, right? Or sandwiches from some other place. Chinese, bring it on in. You know, just take the evening off so you can focus more on the things that are important to you. Set an extra place at dinner. A lot of times, as I said before, we talk about seniors and isolation that they're going through. This is a time of year where you have an opportunity to reach out to someone and say, hey, look, come on and at least have dinner with us or have, you know, have brunch with us or something like that. Just a way of getting together. It's remarkable what that would do, not only for the person you invite, but for your family, especially for kids, to see that your family is opening itself up, you know, and being truly present to people in that way. So, you know, I encourage that. If you've got one you want to share with us, here, 457-1290, just little ideas for how you can maybe change things up a little bit for the Christmas holiday. Another thing is I don't know how religious you are or are not. Certainly a lot of people show up at Christmas and Easter at church who don't normally go. Well, you know, no one's going to penalize you for that. We do encourage you, you know, on this program. We've always said make spirituality and make your faith a center part of your life. And this is a time to kind of go back and maybe reawaken some of the spirituality that you might have in you and that doesn't get enough nourishment during the course of the year. So go and sing along with people at church. Look at the celebration. Realize that there is a reason why we're doing all of this that is far, far from stress and from being lonely. It's actually the antithesis to all of that. So those are some ideas we've got here. Now, on the other side of this next break, we're going to do one of the things that we most love doing during the course of the year, and that is sharing with you a cup of Christmas tea written several decades ago here by author Tom Hegg. It's something that we've come to love doing for you, with you, and that'll be on the other side. So if you've got some family members who'd like to hear this, it's a really good story about family and about overcoming some of the ickiness or the discomfort that people may feel at the holidays. All of that is still ahead as we continue. You're listening to There Is a Season this morning on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This Christmas, get her the diamond that she deserves.
John Stafford from Stafford Jewelers.
Gentlemen, according to a leading national survey, here are the four must-have jewelry items on every woman's wish list. A diamond engagement ring, diamond earrings, a diamond pendant, and a diamond tennis bracelet.
If you're going to bend the knee this Christmas Eve, no one can match the price that Stafford's can give you on a certified diamond. Save hundreds, if not thousands, buying direct from Stafford's wholesale division.
You pay what the jewelers pay. And Stafford's has 0% financing to qualified buyers for this sale. If you're already married, we've marked down all diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets for this sale. Nothing is excluded.
Plus, see the exciting new designs by America's number one jewelry designer, Gabriel.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Just go see John and Stafford Jewelers.
Happy holidays from Stafford Jewelers on 725 across from the Dayton Mall.
I'm John Stafford, and I'm your jeweler.
It's finally here, our fourth anniversary at Miami Valley Gaming. And of course, you know what that means, 4 years, four cars. On Saturday, December the 9th, it's our fourth anniversary four-car giveaway. Four lucky winners get to choose one of nine awesome Fords or $15,000 cash. Earn entries from December the 1st through the 9th. It's our birthday, but you get the presents. Just off I-75 at exit 29.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the gambling helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Did you know you have a choice when it comes to end-of-life care? There's a lot to consider when choosing hospice care. As your local not-for-profit provider, Ohio's Hospice has a legacy of expertise and the dedicated staff to deliver superior care. We spend more on patient care because, as a not-for-profit, your care is our only mission. Make your choice the best choice. Choose Ohio's Hospice.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on all new in-stock Sig Sauer pistols. Take $20 off Cabela's slippers. And get Cabela's fleece jackets for the family just $19.99. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's not easy finding the perfect place for your loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's. 10 Wilmington Place is a healthy and nurturing environment. We provide a secure and supportive lifestyle with a personalized touch and a small, home-like environment. For more than 10 years, our family-owned and operated community has been a top choice for memory care. With 24-hour staff and licensed nursing, your loved one will feel safe and supported. For immediate placement, call 10 Wilmington Place at 253-1010.
Need cash for the holidays? Abbey Credit Union can help with our holiday 4.99% unsecured loan special.
Wow!
It's our way of giving back.
Apply now
at abbeycu.com. That's abbeycu.com.
Psst, it's me. Your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids at drugfree.org.
Hey, I'm Jay DeMarcus.
I'm Gary LaVox.
And I'm Joe Don Rooney.
And we're Rascal Flatts.
Music has always been a huge part of our lives. It's something we started pursuing as kids and never gave up on. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, but it's paid off. Music has allowed us to travel around the world and share some very unique experiences. So don't let anyone tell you your dreams aren't possible, because you know what? They are. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable. Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We'll see a few clouds to start the day today. That will give way to more sunshine come later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Mainly clear and cold overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs back in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield Field Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning and welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I am very fortunate to have you along with me this morning. The show would not exist without you and your regular participation as a listener, so I do thank you for being there. Now, it is the time of the show, where we do one of our favorite pastimes, and this has been a tradition for us now for a number of years. Author Tom Hegg's A Cup of Christmas Tea was published over 30 years ago, and it's been a seasonal bestseller ever since, with well over 1.5 million copies in print. And it's something we love to do here, so we're going to share it with you, and we invite you to get your favorite beverage, maybe have your kids gather around and listen to this this story. It's a poem, really. And we'll do that now. We invite you to listen in to A Cup of Christmas Tea. The log was in the fireplace, all spiced and set to burn. At last, the yearly Christmas race was in the clubhouse turn. The cards were in the mail, all the gifts beneath the tree, and 30 days reprieve till Visa could catch up with me. Though smug satisfaction seemed the order of the day, something still was nagging me and would not go away. A week before, I'd gotten a letter from my great old aunt. It read, "Of course I'll understand completely if you can't, but if you find you have some time, how wonderful if we could have a little chat and share a cup of Christmas tea." She'd had a mild stroke that year, which crippled her left side. Though housebound now, my folks had said it hadn't hurt her pride. They said she'd love to see you. What a nice thing it would be for you to go and maybe have a cup of Christmas tea. But boy, I didn't want to go. Oh, what a bitter pill to see an old relation and how far she'd gone downhill. I remembered her as vigorous, as funny, and as bright. I remembered Christmas Eve's when she regaled us half the night. I didn't want to risk all that. I didn't want the pain. I didn't need to be depressed. I didn't need the strain. And what about my brother? Why not him? She's his aunt, too. I thought I'd had it justified, but then, before I knew, the reasons not to go, I so painstakingly had built, were cracking wide and crumbling in an acid rain of guilt. So I put on boots and gloves and cap, shame stinging every pore, and armed with squeegee, sand, and map, I went out my front door. I drove in from the suburbs to the older part of town. The pastels of the newer homes gave way to gray and brown. I had that disembodied feeling as the car pulled up and stopped beside the wooden house that held the Christmas cup. How I got to her door, I really couldn't tell. I watched my hand rise up and press the button of the bell. I waited, aided by my nervous rocking to and fro. And just as I was thinking I should turn around and go, I heard the rattle of the china in the hutch against the wall. The triple beat of 2 feet and a crutch came down the hall. The clicking of the door latch and the sliding of the bolt and a little swollen struggle popped it open with a jolt. She stood there, pale and tiny, looking fragile as an egg. I forced myself from staring at the brace that held her leg, and though her thick bifocals seemed to crack and spread her eyes, their milky, refracted depths lit up with young surprise. "Come in, come in," she laughed the words. She took me by the hand, and all my fears dissolved away as if by her command. We went inside, and then before I knew how to react, before my eyes and ears and nose was Christmas past, alive, intact. The scent of candied oranges, of cinnamon and pine, the antique wooden soldiers in their military line, the porcelain nativity I'd always loved so much, the Dresden and the crystal I'd been told I mustn't touch. My spirit fairly bolted like a child out of class and danced among the ornaments of calico and glass. Like magic, I was 6 again, deep in a Christmas spell, steeped in the million memories the boy inside knew well. And here among old Christmas cards so lovingly displayed, a special place of honor for the ones we kids had made. And there, beside her rocking chair, the center of it all, my great aunt stood and said how nice it was that I'd come to call. I sat and rattled on about the weather and the flu. She listened very patiently, then smiled and said, "What's new?" Thoughts and words began to flow. I started making sense. I lost the phony breeziness I use when I get tense. She was still passionately interested in everything I did. She was positive, encouraging, like when I was a kid. Simple generalities sent her into fits. She demanded the specifics, the particulars, and the bits. We talked about the limitations that she'd had to face. She spoke with utter candor and with humor and good grace. Then, defying the reality of crutch and straightened knee, on wings of hospitality, she flew to brew the tea. I sat alone with feelings that I hadn't felt in years. I looked around at Christmas through a thick, hot blur of tears. And the candles and the holly she'd arranged on every shelf, the impossibly good cookies, she still somehow baked herself. But these rich and tactile memories became quite pale and thin when measured by the Christmas my great aunt kept deep within. Her body halved and nearly spent, but my great aunt was whole. I saw a Christmas miracle, the triumph of a soul. So the triple beat of 2 feet and a crutch again came down the hall, the rattle of the china in the hutch against the wall. She poured 2 cups, she smiled, and then she handed one to me. And we settled back and had a cup of Christmas tea. And that's our special presentation of A Cup of Christmas Tea, 2016 style. It was by author Tom Hegg. And we do this every year as our gift to you. Without you, of course, the show would not be possible. I want to thank you for your loyalty and interest and prayers for this program's continued success. Please know we wish everyone who listens to the program a blessed new year and Merry Christmas between here and there. If you missed any part of this program, we'd ask you to check out the website. You can check it out in a couple of places. WHIO.com has a radio tab, and you can check out past shows there, but also at the thereisaseasonshow.com page. Thereisaseasonshow.com page. We'll have it all updated for you this week, and you can check out this and other programs if you missed any part of this or would like to hear this reading again. So, you know, it's one of those things that we like to do here, and it's a memory you can pass along with other people if you like the reading of A Cup of Christmas Tea. You can also probably still find that, I think, out at Amazon.com. It's a great story about family and staying connected and so forth. Anyway, I hope the rest of your weekend's looking good, that you find some way to shake off that stress, shake off the blues, do one little thing that's different this year to maybe get back to the best of what Christmas has meant for you. For Gloria Shanahan, for our fine crew, and all the people who make this show possible, I want to thank you for spending some of your time with us. Merry Christmas, and blessings on you and those you love. You've been listening to There Is a Season.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.